Yes, hallelujah. He lives. And because he lives, we can face tomorrow. Hallelujah. 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 Wow. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be your holy name.
Yes.
Wow. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Sure, you are awesome. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah. What an awesome worship we just had. I want to welcome everyone to Lots of Love Ministries. Today, we join Christians around the world in celebrating Resurrection Sunday, the day that changed everything. As we continue our journey through the names of God, we remember each name reveals not just what God does, but who he is to us, especially in the most pivotal moments of history. So recapping what we have learned so far, because it helps us remember who we serve, an awesome and mighty God, who is Bore, our creator, and Elohim, the mighty one who shaped the universe and still cares for us. He is El Elyon, God above all gods and powers, and El Olam, God everlasting, outside of time, unchanging, and eternal. He is El Shaddai, God Almighty, All-Sufficient One, the God of abundance and power who nourishes and supplies, and El Roy, God who sees me, the God who notices, cares, and acts on our behalf. We learned that he is Jireh, our provider, and Rapha, our healer. We learned that he is a covenant name. His covenant name is Yahweh, the I Am, who I am. But he is a God, the one true God. He is Nissi, the Lord, my banner, and Shalom, our peace. We also learned that Yeshua is the one true God, and we can trust him in all of his names. We learned to trust him as Yahweh Zikanu, the Lord, our righteousness, and Yahweh Zavaot, the Lord of hosts, and Adonai, Nilkem Li, the Lord who fights for us, powerfully and faithfully. We then moved from the battlefield to the pasture and met Yeshua as Yahweh Raha, or Adonai Rohi, the Lord is my shepherd, and Yahweh Shama, the Lord is there. Then we focused on two powerful names, Kadosh Israel, the Holy One of Israel, and Yahweh Mikodishkam, the Lord who sanctifies you. As we prepared for Passover, we discussed Yahweh Zebaot, Yahweh Moshiach, Yeshua, our Passover Lamb and Redeemer. Today, we focus on the resurrection, God's power to bring life from death, hope from despair. The names I will be teaching today are Elkai, the living God, and El Osefela, God who works wonders. Yeshua, the resurrection and the life. That is what we're celebrating today. But before we jump into it, let's open with prayer. Father God, we come before you today with grateful hearts, full of awe at the power and love you have shown us in the resurrection of Yeshua. Thank you for being the living God, the one who works wonders, and the Savior who conquered death so we might live. As we gather on this Resurrection Sunday, open our eyes to see you more clearly and our hearts to receive your truth. Let the reality of the empty tomb fill us with hope, joy, and courage. We invite your spirit to move among us, to reveal more of who you are through your names, Elkai, El Osefela, and Yeshua, our resurrection and our life. Let every word spoken today honor you. Transform us by your presence, and help us to walk in the power of the resurrection, not just today, but every day. We give you all the glory in the mighty name of Yeshua. Amen. The resurrection changes everything. It stands at the cornerstone of the Christian faith, the event that holds up everything else we believe. Without the resurrection, the story of Yeshua would be a tragedy, ending in death and defeat. But with it, we have the greatest hope the world has ever known. The empty tomb is not just a symbol. It's the loudest declaration in history that God has the last word. Not despair, not darkness, not even death. The resurrection means that every promise God has made is trustworthy. He said he would send a savior, and he did. He said death would be defeated, and it is. He said we could have new life, and because of the resurrection, we can. When we study the names God reveals around the resurrection, we see more than just titles or attributes. Each name is a window into his character and his heart for us all and all of humanity. These names show us his unimaginable power, the kind of power that rolls away stones and breathes life into what was once dead. They show us his faithfulness, that he finishes what he starts and keeps every word he speaks. And through these names, we see his gift of new life, a life that doesn't just wait for us in heaven, but begins now, empowered by the same Spirit that raised Yeshua from the grave. The resurrection isn't just an event to celebrate once a year. It's a reality to live in every day, because our God is alive and keeps his promises, and he is always making things new. El Chi, the living God. We find this mentioned in Deuteronomy 5:26. For who is there of all flesh that has heard the voice of the living God speaking out of the fire and lived? And in Revelation 1:18, I am the living one. I was dead, and now look, I'm alive forever and ever. El Chi, the living God, is one of the most profound names we encounter in Scripture. When Moses and the people of Israel heard the voice of God at Sinai, it was not the voice of a distant or silent deity, but the voice of the living God, a God who speaks, who acts, who is present and powerful. Deuteronomy 5:26 captures their awe and trembling. For who is there of all flesh that has heard the voice of the living God speaking out of the fire and lived? This is not just poetic language. They were overwhelmed by the reality that the one they worshiped wasn't an idol of wood or stone, but the true living creator of all. Imagine if you were there by the mountain when Yahweh, El Chi, the living God, was speaking. They were fearful. They told Moses, you go speak to him for us on our behalf. They were scared. What would you have felt? Would you have been afraid? Moses wasn't afraid. So he went up and spoke to God on the mountain for them. This name takes on an even deeper meaning in the resurrection of Yeshua. In Revelation 1:18, the risen Yeshua says, I am the living one. I was dead, and now look, I am alive forever and ever. Yeshua is not simply a good teacher or a heroic martyr. He is the embodiment of El Chi, the one who holds life itself. When the world did its worst, when sin and death seemed to have won, he broke their power and stood up from the grave, alive forever. This is the God we worship, eternal, unchanging, and victorious over death. Oh, hallelujah. I'm getting excited. Are you? And because he lives, our hope is not wishful thinking. It is anchored in the unshakable reality of the living God, We sang that this morning during worship. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Hallelujah, hallelujah. No matter what we face, no matter how dark the night, we know that life has the last word. The resurrection proves that Elkai is with us, for us, and always able to bring life where we thought it was impossible. Because he lives, we too have hope that goes beyond the grave. And as the famous hymn reminds us once again, because he lives, think about that. Just dig into that truth. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Can you face tomorrow? Because he lives, you can. That is such a powerful song. Well, I wanted to sing it this morning to encourage us, to remind us. But tomorrow holds is irrelevant. Because he lives, we can face it. Amen. Well, let's talk about El Osefele, God who works wonders. We first see this in Psalm 77:14. You are the God who works wonders. You have made known your might among the peoples. And in Exodus 15:11, who among the gods is like you, Lord? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, working wonders? In Psalm 72:18, blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who alone does wondrous things. He is a God of wonders. Osefele, God who works wonders, is a name that calls us to remember the miraculous, wonder-working power of our God. Psalm 77:14 proclaims, you are the God who works wonders. You have made known your might among the peoples. Has he worked wonders in your life? Has he made known in your life his might? Think about it. Do you have some testimonies of wonders and miracles? I know I do. This is more than an Old Testament idea. It's the heartbeat of the resurrection itself. When all seemed lost, when hope was buried in a borrowed tomb, El Osefele was at work. The resurrection of Yeshua is the greatest wonder God has ever performed. It's the moment when the impossible became reality. Death was reversed, despair was shattered, and the finality of the grave was broken forever. This name reminds us that God is not bound by our expectations or by the limits of what we can see. His wonders are not ancient stories locked in the past. They are his signature, written across every generation, including ours. The empty tomb is living proof that God still does what no one else can do. We sang about that too. The empty tomb. Oh, hallelujah for that empty tomb. Everything we have and everything we are and everything we believe hinges on that empty tomb that Yeshua rose from the dead. Up from the grave, he arose. He brings life where there is only death, hope where there's only despair, and victory where there's only defeat. When we call on El Osefele, we are trusting the same God who rolled away the stone and raised Yeshua from the dead to work powerfully in our lives today. No situation is too far gone for his wonders. The resurrection reminds us to expect miracles, to look for God's hand in the impossible, but to believe that he is always working wonders on behalf of his people. We are his people too. Not just ancient Israel, not just Jewish people. We who have been grafted into the one tree, the living olive tree, we've been grafted in to the body of Christ. We too are his people. And he does wonders on our behalf. Hallelujah. And it's because Yeshua is the resurrection and the life. Hallelujah. John 11:25. I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. Do you believe that? We don't have to be afraid to die, because it's just this body going into the grave. And that person who we really are, our spirit, lives forever, goes to be with our Lord. You've heard my testimony about when I died on the operating table when I was 38 years old. And Yeshua is walking me to heaven. So I know beyond a shadow of a doubt where I'm going. I know that I don't have to be afraid to die, because heaven is an awesome place full of love and joy and peace. The light of Yeshua. It's a glorious future to look forward. The resurrection and the life is my Lord and Savior. How about you? Romans 6:4 says, we're therefore buried with him through baptism into death. Just as Christ was raised from the dead, we too may live a new life. We are raised up into a new life because of the resurrection. We are baptized into Jesus, into Yeshua, into the resurrection and the life. We come up out of those baptismal waters, born again. We are participants in the life and resurrection of our Lord and Savior. When Yeshua stood before Martha and declared, I am the resurrection and the life, he wasn't just offering comfort for the future. He was revealing something radical about who he is in the present. In his resurrection, we see the fullness of that promise. He doesn't simply bring life. He is life. The resurrection isn't just an event that happened to Yeshua. It's his very identity. And it's now the foundation of our hope. Blessed hope of the resurrection. Through his victory over the grave, Yeshua broke the power of death forever. The sting of sin, the fear of the unknown, the finality of the grave, all of it is undone because he lives. Paul picks up this truth in Romans 6:4, explaining that as we were baptized in the name of Yeshua, we are united with him, not only in his death, but also in his resurrection. This means we don't have to wait for eternal life to begin someday in the sweet by and by when I fly away. No. We are raised with him into a transformed life. So new life starts as soon as we come up out of that water. The old is gone, the shame, the guilt, the hopelessness, and the new has come. Oh, hallelujah. Every day we get to walk in resurrection power. Knowing our Savior isn't just a figure from history, but the living present source of our life today and forever. In Yeshua, death is not the end of the story. It's the doorway to unending life with our Lord and Savior. Oh, hallelujah. I don't know how excited you are getting about this, but I am. I'm preaching to myself. I'm reminding myself, and I'm getting excited. Hallelujah. I serve a risen Savior, and because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Up from the grave he arose. Hallelujah. With a mighty victory o'er his foes. Yes, he defeated every demonic power. This is the truth that we want to walk in today. Hallelujah. The resurrection isn't just a doctrine to affirm or a miracle to admire. The resurrection changes how we live today. We live as people raised with Christ, free from fear, full of hope, empowered by the living God. This means we can face challenges and losses, not with despair, but with hope that refuses to quit, because we know the living God, El Chi, is present and active in our lives right now. Oh, people, brothers and sisters, have you ever felt like quitting life? Sometimes it gets hard. Been there, done that. But because Yeshua lives, everything about our story changes. We are no longer defined by our failures or our fears. We are people who have been raised with Messiah himself. Think about that. Let that settle deep in your spirit. The same spirit that raised Yeshua from the dead lives in you. Hallelujah. Living in resurrection power means we don't settle for a life of mere survival. We are invited to trust El Osefela, the God who works wonders in our ordinary moments and impossible situations alike. When we pray with expectation. When we serve with courage. When we face obstacles or setbacks, we do so knowing that nothing is too hard for the one who rolled away the stone and called life out of death. And most of all, Yeshua, our resurrection and our life, calls us to a new way of living, a life marked by freedom, by joy, and by purpose. We don't just look forward to heaven someday. We start living the reality of new creation here and now. As people who carry the light and hope of the empty tomb wherever we go. But today, we declare with confidence, repeat this after me. We believe in Yeshua as the one true God, the one who died for us, but also rose again, so we might live in relationship with him forever. We declare that we will walk in the resurrection and the life, not as people held back by fear or regret, but as those filled with the Spirit of the living God, ready to see his wonders and share his love with the world. This is the power invitation of the resurrection. Let's choose to live in it every day. Amen. Let's pray. Abba Father, we thank you for the miracle of resurrection, the greatest wonder you have worked, giving us Yeshua, our resurrection and our life. Thank you for revealing yourself as El Chi, the living God, and El Sofela, the God who works wonders. Because you live, we have hope that reaches beyond every grave, and because you work wonders, nothing is impossible for us when we walk with you. Today, we ask that the reality of the empty tomb would change us from the inside out. Fill us with resurrection power, courage, and joy. Help us to let go of fear, to expect your wonders, and to walk closely with Yeshua every day. Let your spirit remind us that new life is not just a promise for tomorrow, but a reality for us now. May your name be honored in everything we do. Help us to carry the hope and light of resurrection into our families, our workplaces, and our communities. Keep us rooted in your love and make us bold witnesses of your life and victory. We pray all these things in the name of Yeshua, our Messiah and King. Amen. And if you are listening to this on the replay later on my website, and you don't know the resurrection and the life, if Yeshua is not your Messiah yet, you haven't made him Lord and Savior, I want to invite you to repent and be baptized in the name of Yeshua and receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Find a church in your area that believes in water baptism in the name of Yeshua. Apostolic churches are known for that. If you can find an apostolic church in your area, Pentecostal church, who will help you become born again, to be buried with our Savior in the waters of baptism and rise again out of those waters in new life in Him. If you need help finding a church, or if you're in the Bay County area of Florida, then I welcome you to reach out to me, lotsoflovministries@yahoo.com, and let me know if you want to be born again, if you want to be baptized. He is awesome. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm just taking a minute here to see if the Lord is done before I give the closing blessing. Hallelujah. I'm just thinking of that song. Power, power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I invite you again, if you haven't participated yet with the precious wonder-working power of the blood of the Lamb, reach out to Him today. Let Him lead you and guide you to a place where you can be baptized and filled with the Spirit. Hallelujah. And discipled. Hallelujah. 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 Blessed be your holy name, O Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We just give you all the honor, the praise, and the glory. Hallelujah. 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 Now, may the living God, El Chi, fill you with His resurrection life. May El Sofela, the God who works wonders, surprise you with hope and miracles every day. And may Yeshua, our resurrection and our life, walk with you this week, filling you with peace, joy, and unshakable faith. Go now in the power of His Spirit, carrying the hope of the empty tomb wherever you go. May you know His presence, His victory, and above all, shalom in your home.